السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. وی آر ان دا منتھ آف ذی القعدہ، سون ول بی ذی الحجہ. ان دیس مبارک منتھس ویل جنرلی اسپیک اباؤٹ حج اینڈ عید الاضحیٰ، وی اینیملز ول بی سیکریفائز ایٹسیٹرا. بٹ ان دیس انسیڈنٹس we remember Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. There are different aspects to the life of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. One is people that will be going for Hajj. Alhamdulillah, many ulama having programmed for the Hujjaj, and those that are going for, they are participating in these programs and they are educating themselves, alhamdulillah. When it comes to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which is very blessed, and also the on whom Qurbani animal is wajib, those that possess the nisab of zakat during the days of Dhul Hijjah, after paying off all the debts, they have to sacrifice an animal. The description of the animal, the age of the animal, the masail regarding slaughtering the animal, etc. Alhamdulillah, many ulama are sending educational, sending information on the cell phones, and even in the masjids they're having programs regarding qurbani masail, etc. Whenever I have a Jummah program, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for 1-2 weeks in advance, say, Ya Allah, you put the right topic in my heart. Now, there are certain verses of the Quran, which was the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. We will speak about the duas of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَٰذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَٰذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَّعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامَ رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ فَمَن تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَن عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. صدق الله العظيم. Para 13 Surah Ibrahim, Ayah verse number 35 and 36 I have recited in front of you. Every Nabi that came to this world from Nabi Adam alayhi salam to the last Nabi, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can become a prophet or a Nabi on their own. They are selected and chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala via the angel Jibreel alayhi salam sent wahi, divine revelation to them. And then they pass it on to the people around them and to total mankind. And every Nabi that came explained the oneness and the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, and we don't prostrate, make sajda to anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have sincere love and respect for the ulama, for the pious personalities, our ustads, through whose efforts and sacrifice we have little Islamic education. If somebody became a hafiz al-Quran by a certain madrasa under a certain ustad, throughout our life we'll have sincere love for our ustads. And whoever is giving the Jummah, Bayans, etc., I'm an ordinary student. But we all have some respect for our imams and for ulama. May Allah maintain that muhabbat. But when expressing our love to our ustads, to our spiritual leaders, to our imams, it must be within the framework of Sharia. It must be done what is permissible in Shariat. How do idol worshipping started? In the past, there were many pious personalities, and when those pious personalities left the world, while they were living, some people drew pictures of the pious personalities. Today we have a camera, we take photos of different people at different times, etc. So those days people had pictures of the pious people. And when the pious people passed away, they said this picture will get torn, let's make a statue or an idol of this person. And then shaitan made them commit shirk, ascribing partners to Allah Ta'ala. That when they were in any difficulty, instead of making wuzu, recite 2 rakat salah, besides the faras, sunnah, nawafil salah, recite Surah Yasin Sharif, or the divine scriptures that were available to the previous nations, read those divine scriptures and supplicate to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They forgot turning to A'mal and to Allah. They turned towards the pictures and towards the idols. So that is how shirk started. And Para 29, Surah Nuh. Also, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, he invited his people for plus minus 950 years. And is mentioned وَدَّوْ وَلَا سُوَاعَ وَلَا يَغُوسَ وَيَعُوكَ وَنَصْرَ. These were the names of some of the idols the people used to worship during the time of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. And pride and arrogance, they never accept the correct message of Islam, the correct message of the Nabi. So today also, sometimes we get sick and we go to the doctor take out one injection. I say, you know what, I can't tolerate the prick of the needle, don't give me the injection. Well, the doctors say, if you're going to get better, you have to take that one prick of the needle and take the medications. So we want to become better, we take the injection the doctor gives. Sometimes they prescribe some bitter medication. We take the bitter medication also. Why? For us to get better. So many senior ulama today also, they discourage people taking photos of ulama, of pious personalities, etc. There's a great danger that when these pious personalities pass away, they'll have the pictures of these ulama or pious people hanged up with a frame in the lounge or the sitting room. And then shaitan can make them commit shirk. When they have some difficulty, they'll go to that picture of that Maulana in the lounge and say, hey, this Maulana, you help us. Now that is shirk. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna zalika liman yasha. Allah Ta'ala does not forgive ascribing partners to him. And other small mistakes we make, Allah will forgive us. But kufr and shirk, ascribing partners to Allah Ta'ala, it is a major, major sin. May Allah protect our iman. Similarly, when we make sajda prostration only for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala during our faras, sunnah, nawafil, salah. We can visit the graves of the various awliya kiram, and we sincerely love Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi, Khaza Muhyiddin Chishti rahmatullah for Ajmer, and many other senior ulama in the Arab world, in the Arab countries, and most important, the greatest wali and pious personalities after the anbiya kiram, after our beloved Rasulullah sallam, are the sahaba kiram, the companions of Rasulullah sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu, Usman radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu, and many a great sahaba, those that are buried in Jannatul Baqi in Madina Munawwara, those are buried in Jannatul Ma'ala in Makkah, and those sahabas that travel to different cities and countries of the world, and many of them are buried in the blessed lands of Jerusalem. Next to Masjidul Aqsa, there's a Muslim graveyard, and many of our pious personalities are buried there also. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam made this dua. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَجُنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. O Allah, protect, make this city of Mecca peaceful, and make my progeny abstain from worshipping idols. Now once the Nabi was amongst them, the constant reminder of worshipping Allah was there, and people were on the right track. The moment the Nabi of Allah left, then there was nobody to remind the people on the wrongs. Amal bil ma'roof nahi anil munkar is so important. To remind people towards good and prohibit them from evil is so important. And we are all insan. We are head to toe full of mistakes. فَلَا تُزَّكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ عَلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. And our respected ulama ikram are 24/7 in the khidmat of deen, doing amal bil ma'roof nahi anil munkar on various public platforms. One is on a Friday Jummah time. The other is during the course of the week after any farz salah, when we are in a state of wuzu in the house of Allah, with undivided attentions, the imams of the masjid have a Quran tafsir lesson or a fiqhi lesson, like those that are going for hajj, masail of hajj, days of Qurbani, masail of Qurbani, the description of the Qurbani animal, etc. Masail of zakat, fasting, salah, etc. May Allah give us tawfiq of practicing. And Rabbi, innahunna adlalna kaseeran minan nas, faman tabi'ani fa innahu minni, wa man asani fa innaka ghafoor rahim. Verily, this idol has misled many people, and whoever follow Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, millata Ibrahim hanifa, the pure, clear religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Today some non-Muslim, in the name of peace and harmony, they say, let's have an interfaith program, and each person can say what they want, and the Muslim also say. But Surah Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun is clear in the Quran. Yes, in Surah Qul Ya Al Kafirun is referred to a non-Muslim, a disbeliever. It's not referred to a Muslim that is from the African country. We sincerely love and respect our African Muslim brothers and respect everybody. Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu was from Africa, etc. During the golden era of Rasulullah, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, they were from the Quraysh tribe. Very handsome, fair, they knew Arabic. But the pride and arrogance did not stop them from accepting the message of Rasulullah sallam, and they continued worshipping idols Lat and Uzza, and there were idols inside the Kaaba also, and the people were doing a lot of haram and wrong actions. May Allah protect our iman, and may Allah guide everybody on the right path. Now one is, we have idols of maybe some pious personalities or something. But there are also other form of idols which we have. One is, we have the professionals, sports players, professional just film stars, musicians, etc. Those things which Allah Ta'ala had made haram, not permissible in Islam. Once you engage in that, then one sin will lead to another sin. May Allah protect us. Today in professional sports, first of all, gambling, music, semi-nude females are advertised. And if a certain Muslim player plays for a certain team and he scores a goal, or a Muslim player plays in a cricket team and makes a lot of good runs, Islam is getting respect. The statement is wrong. Islam is not getting respect. Because so many people around the world via the television or via the social media on the cell phone are watching semi-nude females, listening to music, looking at the advert of the gambling places, advert of alcohol, etc. And some Muslims are not even reading their Faraz Salah because of being glued to the shaitan box. May Allah protect us. The film industry from beginning to end, it promotes immorality, promotes zina. Illicit relationships are being promoted in these filthy programs. And our children, we want them to learn Quran. We want them to become good Muslims. We want them to go Jannah. We have to choose which type of friends and abstain from following these non-Muslims and the shaitan box. May Allah protect us. And today also, if somebody give us some advice, don't say he's our enemy. They are giving us advice because desire Jannah, paradise for us. They desire that we must leave the world with Iman. And Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar open. There are three conditions of Tawbah. One is we feel remorse. Don't feel proud of your wrongs. Don't justify your wrongs. Second is you leave that haram. And third is make intention not going towards that haram. And choose our friends. One is when we are going to work, we are busy, we don't have much free time. We have to take our time for our daily 5 Faraz Salah. But then after work, what we do at home after Maghrib, after Isha. Now we are in the winter month, Isha is early, 7:30, 8:15. 8 o'clock we are at home. So recite some Quran, read some authentic Islamic literature, sleep early, get up early for Fajr, get up early for Tahajjud, spend the time in some good action that will take us to Jannah, inshallah. May Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of practice.